Kinzinger calls on GOP to denounce militiaism, overthrow the government fetish. By Pam Key on September 16, 2021. Representative Adam Kinzinger, REEL, Thursday on CNN's New Day called on his Republican colleagues to denounce militiaism. Anchor Brianna Kyler said, "The Capitol complex looks different this morning. We are seeing fences that have gone up ahead of this rally this weekend. The Justice for January 6th, Justice for J6 rally as it's being called by its right-wing organizers. And most GOP lawmakers, I think sitting lawmakers are ignoring invitations to come. They're not condemning the rally, though, and there are actually two Republican congressional candidates who are going to be in attendance. What do you think it'd be like to be sitting in the House chamber next to a member of Congress who supported it? At a rally, people who broke into or tried to break into the House chamber." Kinzinger said, "I don't know. Let's keep in mind, oath keepers may try to sound like they're some constitutional, America, flag-waving thing. No, they are all about the overthrow of the federal government." He added, "This overthrow the government fetish that exists. I don't understand it, except there's a lot of bored people out there that probably never served a day in the military and get to go play dress up. So, if one of those folks gets elected to Congress and sits next to me, I don't think you cannot be against the Constitution and also somehow swear to the Constitution that you're going to protect it. It's bullcrap, and frankly, if we have to have this fence put up every time someone that hates the federal government goes and rallies, it is time for the Republican Party to denounce militiaism and to just say we are a country that takes our disagreements, and we discuss them in Congress. We don't do this violently and with all this angst that everybody has nowadays. Let's do this as grown-ups and do it in the government we inherited from some people that made some pretty bold moves a few hundred years ago." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.